All right, guys, we welcome our special guest of the evening, actress extraordinaire. You can see her on Netflix, To the Bone. We got to check that out at Sundance. We haven't had her on the show in a while. Last time she was on, we talked about her Criminal Minds episode, but we're happy to welcome Rebecca Kennedy back on Below the Belt Show. What's up, Rebecca?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well. How are you?
Absolutely, Rebecca. I'm so glad you're able to phone in on short notice. But you got a lot of great things happening, and we didn't get the chance to talk to you about To the Bone because I believe at the time you might have been either in production or just almost finished production, so we didn't get to actually talk about your role on it. But it was awesome, again, hanging out at Sundance. And but what a great film, I got to say.
Yeah,
it was a fantastic film. And I always like to make those little jokes about the chocolate cake because I thought that was kind of funny, your character.
Yeah, that was a big one on set.
That was a big one on set, yes.
Yeah.
So for the panel, if you haven't seen To the Bone, it's definitely a must-see on Netflix. It's about anorexia of a young woman's dealing with anorexia, played by Lily Collins. And Rebecca, you play another girl with a similar eating disorder. And the very pivotal first scene of the film. And what was it like working on that set?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, I was just happy to be a part of it. Such a strong message. And the writer-director, Marty Noxon, it was based on her life and her experience. So it was really cool to be a part of something like that. That's, you know, a topic that's not discussed very much, but hopefully that we started to open the door to more discussions and more projects like this. It was awesome working on it. Lily Collins was really nice. Marty Noxon, the director, she was wonderful. The whole most of the producers were all the producers on set anyway were women, and the director was a woman, and so it was really awesome working with such strong women, and they just made me feel right at home. And I was sad that it was such a quick shoot. It was just one day, sadly. I would have liked to have worked longer on it. They were really awesome. So yeah, it was really awesome.
Yeah, and also be invited to the premiere at Sundance, which
Yeah,
I don't think we chatted on the show about hanging out at Sundance, but it was kind of cool running into you on Main Street, and we went to the CNN party, Refinery 29 party, and chatting, and you talked about the awesome red carpet premiere, and that's so rad.
I don't know at this point if he's just bragging or just telling about what happened.
It's both. Lying.
Okay, because he's like, you know, and then we ran into the Sundance.
Well, you know, Main Street.
We're on Main Street, and then the red carpet. Then we went to the party, and it's like this. And I'm like, I want to shin kick him so bad right now.
Lie. You know, you'd be there if you were.
Absolutely, but I want to brag about it, not you.
Right.
I love it.
That was such a nice running into you because we got out of the party and it was, you know, it was still kind of early and it was so cold.
Yeah.
We weren't really ready to go home, but it was, you know, you can't hang out outside. So thankfully you were there.
And you had a lot of party still left in you, right?
Yeah, definitely. That was our first time at Sundance. So it was really awesome experience.
Yeah.
And very
was.
Cold.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Are you going to be returning to Sundance?
Not this year, but I hope in the future. I really hope to be able to go back in the future with another project. That would be awesome.
Well, since Al doesn't invite me anywhere,
can
you invite me, Rebecca, please? This is Lion Beckwith, okay? Invite me because I feel like the orphan.
That, but
you're a trip, dude. I love it. So Lion's also a Screen Actors Guild actor like ourselves, Rebecca. And Rebecca, let's talk a little bit of just this funny group on Facebook, because I love chatting about this. It's a trip. It's do you remember which one it is? Green Lounge, or is it Casting Directors for Actors Facebook group. If you haven't added, if you're an actor, add the group. It's a great group of actors, both union and non-union. But what I love, because there's a lot of non-union actors on there, and a lot of probably rookie actors, maybe people just getting started in the business. But we've seen some of the most hysterical posts from actors just so... And I love how you can, and you always like to chime in and throw in your advice and stuff like that. And
I try to help.
Yeah. I know one guy was a non-union guy. He was like, well, I want to do acting full time. Should I join a union? I'm going to be in New York. I'm like, okay, well, I think this guy should join the union since he's going to be moving to a union city, a SAG city in New York City. If he's eligible, but the thing was, the kid wasn't even eligible yet. So,
right.
So first of all, you got to cross that bridge when you get to it. But it's just interesting to have a lot of people chime into this group and talk like basically how the union is just not, you know, a necessary thing to make in the acting world. And I kind of have to disagree with it. I don't know. I mean,
I can understand if you live in we talked, a right to work state where you don't have to join and you can still work union projects as a non-union actor. Mm-hmm. But when you live in LA or New York, eventually you're going to have to join. I mean, if you do any kind of union work, they make you join if you want to continue. And that's, really where the money is. It's expensive to live out here. So you got to pay your bills, and where the bigger projects are.
Too. Absolutely.
Let me tell you something, Rebecca. All right, so I actually was a must join. They really forced me because I started on a show, and they said, listen, if you're going to have Lion Beckford on this show and he doesn't join, they were going to fine the show $500. So I became a must join, but really quickly I became happy because I only did 3 hours on Empire and got paid $800. So I was very, very happy at that point. So you're right. Why waste time? Just do it if you can.
Just do it, man. And all these people, all these actors that are on the fence, I think, if you're continuing to get roles, if you have enough on your reel, if you have the right training, I think training is very important. If you're at that level, just do it. I think there's really no regrets, really.
So is everybody on?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I was just going to ask about this Facebook group. Is everybody on this Facebook group legitimately helpful and trying to help each other, or is there a lot of undercutting?
What do you think, Rebecca?
I mean, there are a lot of helpful people. When I first started out, I could have used definitely a group. A lot of it I didn't know. I had to look up myself or ask someone. Mm-hmm. Some people that, maybe shouldn't be giving advice to, and that's up to them. That's why I always say, take advice with a grain of salt. I always look up people before I was going to take advice from them, know what they've done, make sure they've, a working actor before you do whatever they're telling you to do. So it's good to have advice, but you just want to make sure that you're getting advice from good people.
You're saying you would look people up and, pretty much see what they're about, so on and so forth. And but it's crazy because when I do it, they call it stalking.
But when you do it, it's like,
I still do it because I'm like, if I'm going to argue with someone, I want to know who I'm arguing with.
You want to know what? Yeah. Didn't you say somebody might have blocked you because you gave her the answer she didn't like?
Yeah, well, it was just someone that was trying to say black and white headshots were still a thing.
Black and white
headshots? And then they weren't.
Is she from the... Does she jump into DeLorean or something? Or I don't know.
I don't know. I was like, continue with your black and white headshots, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Well, nowadays, they're doing selfies.
I've never had to submit that. I don't know. I've heard so many actors be like, now they want selfies. I've never been asked for one.
Really?
So I don't know. So I don't know where that is coming from. But I didn't even ask for that.
Yeah, I think it's funny because the selfies, they want to know what you look like and without all the Photoshop and all that stuff and all that business. So.
Well, your headshot should look like you. I mean, it should be obviously a nice version of you, but not such a nice version that doesn't exist.
Right.
And that's up to you and your headshot photographer and make sure that you're not.
They want real, Rebecca. They want right now, live. They want to see the boogie hanging out the side of your nose to make sure.
Yeah, the pimple on your face.
Right, exactly.
The moles, whatever you have, yeah.
Wrinkles, all that.
My hives from eating shrimp, right.
The hives from eating shrimp. Man.
I'm glad I don't have to do that.
Hey, Rebecca, I'm looking at your IMDb. You have a nice ranking. Did you notice you're in the four digits?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, it's nice. I won't complain. I think it's been momentum from the movie, and which is good. So, yeah.
Do you feel that To the Bone was that, I guess, launch pad to get into this high number rank?
Yeah, I mean, I've been there before when stuff come out. It's just, as it kind of, the project kind of fades into the background, stuff,
right.
as stuff do. Okay. But yeah, this one's kind of been, because Netflix is such a big platform, I'm still getting messages about people seeing the movie for the first time, months and months later. So it's really nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Rebecca.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so unfortunately, I am a star meter whore, okay? And my question is, do you really think that contributes or means anything, like
to casting directors?
Like do you think that anyone's really looking at that now?
First of all, admitting that you're a whore is a good first step. Just kidding.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. I'm a born whore.
Right?
Right?
I think they do look at it if, let's say that your manager, your agent is pitching you for a project. A lot of times they will look you up right on the phone. They're like, oh, who are you talking about? And they'll look mm-hmm. you up right then and to look wow. at who they're talking about. They might look at it. I don't know if that's going to them from calling you in, or like, oh, she's got low, so I must call her in or hire, whatever, however you want to do it.
I know followers help, like your
social media followers,
Instagram, that helps, but the star meter thing, and I understand what you said, but I apologize for cutting you off. I'm listening.
No, you're fine. No, I mean, I definitely, people that pay to get it higher is definitely not a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you know when looking at someone's credits, if they don't have anything, of worth, but they're really
horrible in the films.
Well, no.
Yeah.
It's high or whatever it is. It's confusing to people that don't understand that. But that it's been, manipulated. So you don't as you work, it'll work itself out. Like, it'll be high as you work, and the more you work, if that's that's how you want it to be, is organic. Just the same thing with followers. You don't want to buy followers, because they don't care about your stuff. They're not, it's just bots you bought. It's really, like, you might have high numbers, but no one's liking your stuff and no one's watching. So I think it's best to have organic followers from the stuff that you do.
Yeah.
And I found for the following, it makes more of a difference for, like, lower budget stuff, because they want the, they think that that'll help their
publicity.
Platform if, like,
yeah.
they cast somebody that's like, oh, they'll promote it and somebody will watch it. I mean, I find the bigger projects aren't asking. I mean, maybe they're looking, but it doesn't seem as big of a... Because, I mean, I know people have gotten cast that have no social media at all, so...
Yeah.
I can tell people firsthand that mm-hmm. it's not worth it, because, like, I paid this guy, like, all this money to get my star meter down or whatever like that. And nothing happened. I mean, even though he did, even though it happened, why he was smoking crack, I tried to not. I feel like it was kind of pointless, Mm-hmm. And then I promised all these people this weed bag to follow me on Instagram, and none of them came through. And I just, it's a waste of money. It's a waste of money. So, okay,
agreed.
Thank you for
definitely.
That. I appreciate it. No more crack or weed for anyone else ever again.
So, speaking of IMDb, there's a couple new items on your IMDb. Can we talk about, let's see, No Empathy or Scythe or Archaic Redemption?
No Empathy is a short film that I did, that did, like, a festival round. And then what was the other one you said?
That's Scythe. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. You picked Jennifer Byrne.
Probably Scythe.
Thank you.
Scythe. Yeah, it's like the tool that you kill people with. That one, I'm not sure what's happening, to be honest. It was supposed to start over the summer, and something fell through, and it was pushed. So I'm not really sure what's happening with that one. Hopefully it'll come back.
Okay.
Kind of how projects are. You kind of don't know if you're actually going to do it until you're on set. So
okay.
that's always fun. So that's where that one is.
And then you have a project in development called Archaic Redemption.
Yeah, that one's been in development for a very long time.
That's how it is.
I don't know if that one's ever going to see the light, honestly, sadly. You know, that's one thing. It's like about theater. You know, I started out in theater, and when you're cast in a play, you do the play. Like, I never was cast in a play and didn't do the play. But, you know, you're cast in films and stuff, and you just, it just never happens.
It's just like, it's just like sex tapes. You know it's going to eventually come out, but you just never know. I knew that there was multiple cameras on me at the time.
Right.
It's been years, but I know eventually it's going to come out.
One day. Yeah, or you do a project that never sees the light of day, right. And then when you become a big star, then it comes out, and then they like put you on the poster.
Right.
I didn't even have a big part. Yeah.
Any other projects we can talk about?
There's another one I did. It's a short film, but it's a short horror film.
Okay.
Called Amy, that's on there. It's doing festivals, and it actually has gotten really great reviews. It's a really solid horror film. I'm not sure. I know they kind of did a short film for a feature, so I'm not really sure what the feature's doing. But it was a really fun project. Turned out really well. Other than that, I'm just back to auditioning. I have a few things.
Good.
Maybe in the works, so we're, kind of see if they pan out, kind of things. It's kind of like you just never know till you're actually there.
I know.
And then I guess it could still fall through.
Fingers crossed for your next big project. I think To the Bone is fantastic and
such a
great film. If you haven't seen it, guys, it's on Netflix.
Do you think To the Bone's your most, prominent work so far?
As far as film or just like across the board?
Just across the board. I mean, like the one that you're getting the most attention for?
Or would it be Criminal Minds? It would be one of those
probably
two,
Probably
right?
Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably that. To the Bone has gotten definitely a lot of, just a lot of people watch it because it's easy to see. Most people have Netflix. A lot of people watch Criminal Minds. Like, I found that's probably some of the most watched projects is probably, Criminal Minds, To the Bone, just because there's, easy, sit down and watch on Netflix, or they sat down and watched it that night when it came on TV, and they're playing the crap out of the reruns, which is awesome, on Criminal Minds. Probably those two as far as what people easily accessible.
Right on. So you mentioned the To the Bone, the producers, most of the people involved with the film are female, and it seems that that's going to be the same theme with the whole hashtag MeToo movement, and of course the upcoming SAG Awards. All women presenters for the SAG Awards, and also Kristen Bell, a first time hosting an award show. She'll be hosting the SAG Awards. So,
yeah, it's really exciting. I hope that it continues. I hope more women continue to tell their stories. They have really unique voices, and like Marty, who directed this. She was a showrunner on Sharp Objects with Amy Adams. It's coming out on HBO.
Yeah.
And then right now she's doing Dietland. She's directing Dietland.
Oh, I heard about Dietland. Shooting up in New York. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's just one of the many women that are, huge forces. And really people are, she's been around forever. But now she's really starting to get to do more directing, which is awesome. So, I hope it continues.
Yeah. Right on. Do you have an opinion about all these Hollywood big wigs and high-profile names falling from grace? Of course, Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Brett Ratner, Louis C.K., just to name a few.
They just announced today, I guess he's not a Hollywood big wig, but this PBS personality, Tavis Smiley, they just canceled a show due to allegations. And, I know that this kind of stuff has been existing forever. Just to see it all come out at once is kind of overwhelming. Rebecca, have you ever had to deal with anything like that?
Not in L.A., which I'm really
good.
Thankful to
That's
be able
refreshing to hear.
Just really thankful for that. I think that it's awesome and much needed that it's coming forward and that people are not getting away with treating others, men and women, the way that they had been. No one should ever have to go to a meeting and be scared that something else is going to happen in the meeting. Like, really, like if I go to a meeting, that's what I think that we're going to go talk about the project or whatever. It's like you shouldn't have to think that something else is going on.
And it shouldn't be in the hotel room.
Absolutely.
No. so hopefully now, you know, people will see what's happening and those people that thought about doing that kind of stuff maybe won't. And we'll think twice before, you know, saying things on set that are inappropriate. And but it's like said- I was talking to my husband and just the things that Brett Ratner said on set. Like if he were to say that, you know, my husband were to say that in his office, he'd be fired. Like that would be it.
Does your husband work in the industry also?
He does not. Okay. He works at a normal company. So, but it's like he could never get away with the things that they've said in his workspace. So,
right. Holly was an interesting beast that way. Yeah.
Right. It should be treated more as like it is a job. It is a professional environment. It's not a place that you can just stay and do whatever you want. Without any consequences. So I'm glad that that's starting to happen.
But you said not in L.A., so there had been another...
yeah, I mean...
And we don't have to go into it if you don't want
to. Yeah, I mean, we're not trying to put you on the spot or anything.
No, of course. I can say that nothing of the sort that any of these women that came forward have experienced, but definitely just inappropriate comments. I guess I can just tell this. I won't say any names, but I had a guy casting a film and told me he had a really small crew, and then he just showed up by himself.
Well, that's a pretty small crew.
And,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was clear that he had different motives for than just making a film.
Oh, so, wow.
Like that kind of stuff. Yeah, so thankfully, like, here I haven't had any of that. So I've been really blessed to...
I'm really trying to understand that mindset. Like, you know, so he shows up by himself, and what are you, he's thinking you're going to be like, oh, my gosh.
said I was sorry about that, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what any of these people think, that they just that it's okay, I guess.
That, yeah. That
I don't know. I don't really know the mindset.
It seems like pretty delusional on his part.
I'm just hoping that... And anybody listening, please, if you have anything on me, come out now while I'm broke, okay? I just want everyone to come out now.
Not when you're on top.
Right. Come out right now while I'm broke. And so, you know, you might can get my dog and my cat, maybe, you know. But yeah. Don't wait until a couple of years when I get famous and got money to come out. Come out now while I'm broke, please.
Yeah. Oh, man. Rebecca, you're awesome. I'm so happy. You had time to call in the Below the Belt Show, and got big plans for the holidays. You going to Texas for Christmas?
I am. Yeah, nice. We leave on next Friday. So really excited to go back and see the family and
get some fried okra.
Yeah, just hang out. I don't know if I'm going to get any fried okra. No. I might have to figure that out.
Nice. Awesome.
But I'm excited to eat and hang out with my family and relax.
Awesome.
Before coming back and ever hitting the ground.
Cool. Well, I don't think we did this on the last show. Can you do a little promo for us? Let us know who you are from To the Bone, and you're on Below the Belt Show. Maybe throw out like a Christmas or holiday thing at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hi, my name is Rebecca Kennedy. You can catch my movie To the Bone now on Netflix. You are listening to the Below the Belt Show, and I hope everyone has an amazing holiday.
Nice.
Hey.
Nice. Thanks, Rebecca. Awesome. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we love having you on. We hope for your next big project, we got to promote it and have you back.
Sounds good. I will be back.
Awesome. Thanks, Rebecca. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.